I'm live here outside the rack. I'm waiting for Danny Breslauer. He's late, 6:20, requested time out in front of the sub here. And second straight game I've gone with him, where he said be there at 6:20, and it is 6:20, and he is not outside here. I always took Danny to be a very punctual person, but he's not here. So I've decided, I remembered that this is a thing I was doing, so I took out the phone, started recording. That weird noise you hear in the background is the portable lights that they have outside the arena that are incredibly bright. I'm staring right into them because apparently this giant university, this Big Ten basketball program, cannot get any kind of permanent lights installed outside of the arena. So we have to have these loud, ugly, inefficient, just bad portable lights because that's just apparently how things work around here. Yeah. I looked inside. I thought I saw t-shirts on the seats. I thought they were t-shirts. I was like, oh, cool, we're getting free t-shirts. Apparently they're pom-poms. I'm not going to be waving those because this is more work, right? I mean, who wants to wave pom-poms? Unless you're a cheerleader. Why would I want to wave pom-poms? Why are you listening to this? Why are you still here? Like, why have you made it this far into this obviously terrible idea? I do like, they do have the today's game sold out. I noticed that last time they put the sign outside, like, we're not selling tickets. People still walk up to the box office and buy tickets. Like, do people still do that? I mean, I guess the sign is to deter you from doing so, but like, yeah, I don't know. All right, I'm going to end this. I'll be back later. 6:22, Danny's still not in. Still not here. Embarrassing. Something I'm going to do, and I'm not going to tell Danny, is I'm going to try to get some live audio of him watching the game and, you know, yelling stuff at the refs and the, you know, whatever. It's funny, cause he's going to listen to this and be like, I didn't allow you to do this. Danny, don't worry. I'm not going to put anything bad. You know, you can trust me. I'm not going to, if you say something bad or mean to the ref, that's a little too mean, I won't put it on the pot. But I'm going to do that. I just thought of that. So get ready for some unfiltered audio from Danny Breslauer. 6:31. Mr. Breslauer, what do you have to say?
Who is it?
It's no one. This is a recording. This is going to be a piecemeal episode of the RU Screw podcast.
I'm going to say that, you know, in Breslauer land, you add 10 minutes to times. That's how we do things. And Brian Johnson, son of Bruce Johnson, came 9 minutes earlier than I told him to.
So wait, how would him being early prevent you from...
A little mingling.
But him being early should make you more early.
He mingled.
That doesn't make any sense.
I'll take the blame.
It's Dan. No, Danny's supposed to be second straight game. Second straight game. Danny's not on time.
Ain't no rules to the dog can't play basketball.
So I'm at the rack. Adam doesn't know I'm doing this. Walking down now. Couple rows in front of me. He has no idea that I'm doing this. All right. So I'm walking down. So I'm here with Adam, all right? So I didn't tell you I was doing this. I'm recording this at the moment.
Bye-bye.
I'm going to put together a really crappy episode of the podcast.
Why don't you just roll your mask down? It's a scamdemic.
I could roll the mask down. This is a scamdemic. But
happy birthday.
Thank you. Danny was 11 minutes late.
Where is he?
He's talking to some guy because he knows everybody. I don't know. I got out because it was boring. Danny was 11 minutes late. You have noticed that there are a lot of tall white guys on Purdue?
Yeah. Confirmed. Yeah. Absolutely. They look very scary for white guys.
Yeah.
If that means anything.
Yeah. Oh, here's Danny.
What's up, buddy? How are you? So I'm greeting Danny right now. Bad audio. More visual. What do we usually say?
I ambushed him outside the rack. He had no idea what I was doing.
I was going to ask you, what are the five keys tonight for you sitting next to Danny?
So I haven't told Danny this yet. I told the people listening to this. I'm going to try to get some live recorded audio of Danny, like, yelling at the refs or, like, yelling stuff during the game. He has no idea. I'm going to obviously filter it. Like, I'm not going to let him. I'm not going to put something out there he doesn't want out there. But I'm going to try to get the people what they want, which is Danny unhinged at a basketball game.
What's the under-over tonight at Time Mark where he has to start thinking about Seton Hall?
You're saying, does that be like a lead, or like what does it have to be?
Well, I'm a little curious. It seems like Seton Hall was already in Danny's head, but I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt and think he's focused on number one tonight. But at what point does he transition to fully focusing on Seton Hall?
I think as soon as, this is my rule, my new rule, as soon as the number of points in the deficit is more than the amount of time remaining in the game. So if like Rutgers is down more than 20 at halftime, then he transitions to Seton Hall. They're like down 25 with under 15 minutes left in the first half, however you want to do it. I think at that point, he starts getting into Seton Hall mode.
Now, if Rutgers pulls the upset tonight, does he start thinking Seton Hall right away, or does he start going into resume talk?
We're doing resume talk?
I think he might have to after tonight. He might do it from the floor after we start the court. We could be going over resume talk. He might go up to Pikel after the game on the floor and start being like, hey, here's how you have to finesse the media a little bit, and we'll talk a little resume.
They're going to win the game tonight. 68-67. They're going to win.
I think there's a way better chance they win tonight than them getting to 22 wins, yes.
You know what? They have more than 22 games remaining, so 22 wins is a definite possibility. I mean, it's still right there, but they got to go like 18-5 from here. That's doable. What, you got to go like, I don't know, like 16-4, so 16-0 in the Big Ten or something? I don't know. It's possible.
Definitely doable. Anything can happen here now.
Got the bananas in the student section. I was disappointed when I looked in. I thought I saw t-shirts, and apparently they're pom-poms. You gonna be waving the pom-poms?
Probably not.
Bring them home for your kid. You wave them in front.
I'm telling my dad that now you have granddaughters, like, just bring them things that shake and make noise, and it's great.
The only thing you have to watch are the pom-poms. I don't know, your kid is like, she's like 9 months old, right?
Yeah, the dexterity's not there.
But if he's like, when they get a little older and play with them, they'll start ripping them up, and they'll just be shreds of like white pom-pom everywhere.
Yeah, that's not good. She's at that point right now. I think she'll just be wondering what the thing is that's shaking, you know, in her face making noise.
What'd you eat pregame? You get a good meal?
At home, because I know not to have food here at the Sub.
Yeah, I was looking for something on Livingston. I was like, all right, I'm going to Qdoba. No, my body doesn't want that. I can't handle that. The line at Kilmer's Market was too long, and I didn't want to take the chance with Asian fusion, so I didn't really eat any. I might go with Annie Ann's pretzel. I might go with that.
I did get confirmation tonight that Jersey Mike's subs once again stinks here. Not good. Bad reviews. I have a source that had Jersey Mike's here this evening, and it's not good.
Is the source sitting next to you?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. He would never eat.
Like Jersey Mike's steak, like a steak sandwich?
No. I said it stinks. It stinks. It's not good. The sandwich isn't good.
You mean the ones here?
Yeah,
I've had them before. They're okay. They're not there, you know.
Tonight, not good, apparently.
Not good?
Not up to standard. Not up to number one standard.
Well, anyone at Jersey Mike's, if you're listening, you should step up your game at the rack. Apparently the Jersey Mike subs at the rack are not great.
I don't
know, what was that? Yeah, we got Danny Breslau. Danny, can you give us a quick, actually I want you to do this seriously, some keys to the game tonight?
Yeah, I mean, this is the same Purdue team that you've seen the last few years, except Zach Edey is now an international level player, and Sasa Stevanovic has just gotten better every year, and Jaden Ivey is now a National Player of the Year candidate. You know, they go 10 deep. You have to follow them through every screen. They're going to move you around a ton. I think where Rutgers has to attack is, honestly, second chances, because whereas Trevion Williams can really clear the defensive glass, there is some ability, I think, for Rutgers to win the wing rebounding battle. You know, Caleb McConnell and Ron Harper Jr. should be able to get some boards.
Do they play Edey and Trevion Williams together at all?
They can. They don't want to. You know, Edey and Williams are incredibly complementary. When Edie's out there, they run a lot of, like, sort of 1-4 high stuff, whereas Williams, it's going to be a lot of post-passing opportunities, so I love what they do. I mean, they're just so much movement. Isaiah Thompson.
Booing Danny backs. The crowd is booing Danny right now. They don't want.
Isaiah Thompson even is the number one most efficient player in the country by KenPom.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so when he's out there, you know, the offense runs smoothly.
Was he the guy who last year hit a bunch of threes against?
Yeah, the small guy, exactly, right. And that's pretty much his game, right? Like, he's more of a spot-up shooter, but he's doing a better job of running the offense now. Hunter is not great at that. You know, Wheeler and Hunter were sort of the inefficient guys. Thompson and Stefanovic, far more efficient. Just not as good at defending.
So, what did you eat pregame? I was asking Adam. Do you have a good pregame meal?
I don't really eat, you know, like a 4:30, 5 o'clock dinner guy.
Like generally or Rutgers game? Okay.
Yeah, but like...
So going into like old age is going to be easy for you.
Exactly.
Like you're already getting the early bird.
100%. Yeah, I'm definitely the early bird special guy already. You know, obviously work will kind of dictate some of that going forward, but I've generally tried to get meals early. Tonight I had steak orzo and string beans.
Oh wow!
Yeah, it was a real meal. I was home, so you know I got a little bit of that.
Is that a grilled steak? Frying pan or
is on the barbecue?
On the grill.
Do you ever grill smoked salmon? Do you ever put the smoked salmon on the grill?
No. My mother certainly wouldn't do that.
Adam looks like he's got something.
I was just going to say, I was trying to do the math earlier. I haven't been here since my last game at the Rack was Rutgers and Michigan, 2000.
Only loss of that season at home.
Yeah, that's the last time I've been here.
I didn't go to that game because I had bet on Michigan to win the... No, that wasn't that year.
I also knew they were going to lose that.
I also loved Michigan basketball, and I didn't want to, like, root for them in front, like... I don't know. I'm very conflicted, so I didn't want to go to that game.
I was going to say, also, I totally forgot my train of thought right now. I don't know. I don't know what I was going to say. I did have something.
What is this pom-pom they gave us?
I don't know. We got pom-poms, though. Adam's going to bring it home for his kid. I can't bring it home for my kid because he'll just, like, destroy it. He's past the eating point, but he'll just rip it up and we'll have strands of pom-pom everywhere, and I don't want to do that.
That's a good time.
All right, so this has been terrible. Someone's trying to get by. They're trying to sit in these seats. Okay. We'll be back.
And sometimes these things take 4, 5, and even 6 years.
More.
So my idea was to fill the box with like diseased air to get the Purdue players there. Halftime. Rutgers has a 36-35 lead. We just saw some Luke Nathan minutes, which I don't think we've ever seen before. I have summoned Adam. He's about 8 rows in front of me. I'm trying to get him to come up. I don't know if he has seen it. I'm looking at him. He's staring down at his phone. There's almost no way he didn't see my text. And it's kind of hurtful that he hasn't turned around to come up here. There he is. Yeah, he just turned around. And I think he's coming up. I'll say Rutgers 36-35 at half. I can tell you that Danny Breslauer has turned. Danny has turned very manic. In a surprise to nobody. Danny has become very manic. Like, he's manic.
Where is he?
Like, I don't know. He went to the bathroom or something. He's become manic. Oh, he had to get his ticket to the Seton Hall game. He's picking up someone.
Nervous pee. It's nervous pee time for Danny.
He has this new thing. He pees early second half to avoid the lines. I missed whatever happened at the end of the half. I didn't see it. Like, the last desperate attempt because I went to the bathroom.
You missed anything.
I didn't miss anything. Poor offense, whatever. Okay, so he's manic. Like, he's starting to feel, oh, wait, Rutgers could actually beat the number one team for the first time ever. Like, I was kind of...
We're, like, 12-minute timeout lead away from resume talk. I mean, we're getting
there. Resume talk? Because, like, I was like, Danny, you've been coming here a long time, and they've never beat the number one team. And, like, there was a foul that was called on Purdue near the end of the half that was really bad because Ron Harper just slipped. And I was like, wow, that was a bad call. And Danny wouldn't say anything. When he starts to, like, because, like, in a normal game, he'll kind of discuss. He'll be like, oh, yeah, that was a bad call. Rutgers got lucky there. He is in complete focus Danny mania mode. And I'm looking forward to whatever this second half may bring, good or bad.
Yeah, me too. This is a win. 36-35, you beat the number one team for a half.
For a half, yeah. That's... I mean, it's a win. Put in the rafters, actually. I think a halftime lead.
We should actually, after today, go back, take down the March Madness banner, because it's ridiculous that they have just one for last season, and we'll replace it, we'll tape it, had a lead over number one Purdue at the half.
36-35 at the head. I should have the score on it, or should it just say had the lead?
Score.
Yeah.
36 points. Like, if you told me we had the lead, I'd be like, oh, they're up like 22-21 by accident.
Yeah, Ron,
like, this is great.
Ron's got 17. Do you have any confidence that they're going to win this game?
Yeah, you know what? Fuck it. Why not? Why not? I said, there's a text going on with a bunch of my other Rutgers buddies. I said before the game, we shoot 78% from three tonight, we're probably winning this game.
I said 68-67.
69.
I didn't say 69. I said 68-67. And that could come. Could you imagine? I don't get anything for it other than pride, I guess. I don't know. How about those Luke Nathan minutes?
Yeah.
He sent him. Pico sent him in there just to shove Zach Edey in the back.
I feel like this was a little disrespectful by Brian Fonseca, tweeting that you know how desperate Steve Pico is by going to former walk-on.
Hey,
hold on.
Oh yeah, Wanker of the week.
Yeah. No, Brian's on the way to me. I just feel, have some more respect for Luke. He's a scholarship player. He doesn't need to be addressed as former walk-on.
Oh. Well, I mean, he is a former walk-on.
But, like, it doesn't matter. Don't live in the past. Why really live in the past?
Why don't you make him your Ranker of the Week, then?
All right, Brian gets Ranker of the Week. Yeah, Brian gets Ranker of the Week. Fine.
Sorry, Brian. Kearney, Soccer Town, USA. All right, I got nothing else. There's no halftime show today. What's that about?
I feel like this would be a good one for, like, the dogs.
Yeah,
the dogs. Or Drums of Thunder.
Quick change, always good.
Oh, they can't do Drums. Well, maybe you can't do Drums of Thunder anymore because they used to have to give out seats for those kids. And now we're on, like, 15 consecutive sellouts. You can't. Can't do it anymore.
No, I'll say this, the upper levels, even though there are tickets on StubHub.
No, it's like a legitimate, like, their first sellout of the
idea. Clemson. Clemson was legit.
Oh,
But no, it's filled in pretty nicely. I didn't think it was going to. There's really cheap tickets on StubHub, like, right up until tip. But yeah, this has been fun. Like, I feel like it's been more fun than the average Rutgers fan was expecting already.
Yeah, no doubt. Like I said, it's a win. I don't think, I mean, now you're going to find those crazy people that are, like, going to go overboard in the second half when Purdue probably is Purdue again. But, like, why? Why? Live, like, I'm allowing you, once Purdue takes the lead, live in the past.
It's just the problem for Rutgers is that there's just no one to play behind Amori. There's no one.
You have beaten Purdue 3.5 straight games.
So in the win-loss, it'll be 3.5 and 0.5 even if they lose?
Absolutely. Yeah, done. that's more than fair. We still own the state of Indiana for the last, I don't know, and Indiana and Purdue together.
When's the last time they lost? Did they lose to Indiana once? No, they beat them 3 times last year. I can't remember the last time they lost to any Indiana school. It's been a while. Maybe 1920 they lost a game to Indiana. I don't remember. But, yeah, it's been fun. We'll check in again. I haven't gotten audio of Danny being crazy yet, but I'll try. I'll endeavor in the second half. See, the problem is it's got to be at a time when the crowd's not loud. And maybe I can get – because he knows all the referees' names. Maybe he'll be yelling at a referee. But I'll try to get something before the end of the game. Anything else?
The Discord chain has been fantastic tonight. Shout out to our Discord friends.
Yeah, if you'd like to join our Discord, DM us on Twitter with Pay the Players, and we'll send you an invite link. If you don't know what Discord is, it's like a message board, but without all of the terrible people you find usually on the message boards. All right?
There's no magicians out there.
Well, we're at the point of the game where it is turned. Purdue leads by 8. 11:33 to go. Danny is catatonic. I'm not even going to ask for his input. Purdue is good. 11:01. What else can you say? It's been a fun night. But this is a good example of my under 12 rule, where I don't care about the score of a basketball game until the under 12 media timeout, because it doesn't really matter. And Rutgers is down 8. And yeah, it's been a fun night. It's been it could be better. They can still come back. There's plenty of time. A lot of ball game left. But it is very sad here at the Rack right now. Or the sub, whatever you want to call it. Dark times.
Tampering.
Rutgers is now down 1 with 56 seconds left. This place is pretty crazy. I learned from the Maryland game a couple of years ago, I don't have to yell. Because you can hear me because I'm really close to the microphone. But this game has been a lot of fun. Don't really know what to say other than this is fucking crazy. Milan Mag just had a dunk. I thought it was Cliff. I didn't know Milan Mag had that in it. That was one of the best dunks I've ever seen at the Rec. You can hear the RU chant in the background. I'm sure this game will end in heartbreak, but maybe not. Congratulations to Lafayette on their transitive property victory over Purdue. I don't know what to say, man. That was crazy. I feel like this impromptu episode of the RU School Podcast could not have gone any better. I did say 68-67. It's on recording before the game. I was in text form. I was a little off, 70-68. But Danny, you've been coming here 30 years. You've never seen anything like that.
No. I mean, there were one or two, late game shots. Herve against Syracuse, comes to mind in 03. Herve against Providence in 04. But, I mean, this is just otherworldly.
You and I were hugging and jumping for a good 30 seconds.
I know. I mean, Ron got fouled, then he got free, then he took a shot.
How did they let him get that shot? That's crazy.
Well, I mean, what are you going to do? They were also at the double bonus. You stop ball, you never know, they might call that foul.
They just now got to the alma mater. The game ended 10 minutes ago.
They said, he's a because we didn't change the lyrics. And I know he's gone.
saw a settled down in that rose flower dress on the banks of the old Raritan. On the banks of the old Raritan, my friends, we're all Rutgers evermore shall stand. Oh, had she not stood since the time of the flood on the banks of the old Raritan.
Holy shit! That actually happened. I got nothing else to say.
Danny, don't go get your train. Brian Williams.
He's not the bad.
Yeah, I realized I forgot to say this last night. After Ron Harper Jr. hits that shot, wouldn't it be pretty cool and just if his millionaire boss could reward him with some kind of bonus for hitting the shot that took the heat off him a little bit? Pay the damn players.